This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. Debate is underway in the Alaska State House on a bill that would put limits on state Medicaid payments for abortions. The legislation requires abortion providers to sign a statement that a procedure is, quote, medically necessary, end quote, and it defines that term to include only physical conditions, not mental health issues. Advocates of the bill believe the state is paying for elective abortions under the current law, while critics argue that the bill restricts abortion access for poor women. The version that the Senate passed last year also included a provision establishing a women's health program, which made the bill more palatable to moderate Republicans. That program would have allowed low-income single women to access birth control and family planning services, with those services largely paid for by the federal government. A House committee stripped that language in March, but the issue of family planning is being revisited during the amendment process. Representative Tammy Wilson, a North Pole Republican, successfully introduced an amendment that adds language to the bill, saying it's the legislature's intent to continue funding women's health programs in the state. Her amendment does not commit the legislature to expanding the program, and she spoke against a separate amendment that would go farther.
I can stand here and say that I am 100% sure that we are taking care of Alaska women. I can't talk about the other states and their programs, but this is not necessary because we're already doing our job.
Senator Berta Gardner, an Anchorage Democrat who offered the original family planning language last year, thinks the amendment to continue funding women's health programs is not a compromise measure, but a fig leaf.
It means nothing. It's just like a little P.S., but without the force of law.
Last year, the Department of Health and Social Services introduced regulations that are nearly identical to the bill language, but include an exception for mental health issues. Those regulations are now the subject of a lawsuit, and a judge has put a stay on them until the courts determine if they are constitutional. Governor Sean Parnell has outlined his plan for addressing Alaska's nearly $12 billion unfunded pension obligation in bill form. House Bill 385 was introduced Thursday afternoon. The bill calls for moving $3 billion from the Constitutional Budget Reserve toward addressing the public employees' and teachers' retirement systems. It would put about $1.9 billion toward the public employee system and the rest toward the teachers' system. It calls for annual appropriations of $500 million divided between the two. The bill also would allow the state to request additional funds through appropriation to cover the annual contribution amount if an actuarial analysis determined that was needed. While Parnell initially proposed his plan as a budget item, his spokeswoman said members of the House majority indicated they would be more comfortable having a bill introduced. House Speaker Mike Chenault says legislative passage of a bill to raise the state's minimum wage would guarantee that wages go up, while the outcome of a similar ballot initiative is up in the air. An initiative can be preempted if the legislature passes substantially similar legislation. That happened in 2002, and a year later, lawmakers gutted the law. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.